How did you forget that we needed to do marriage prep?
Look, there's a lot of stuff that goes into planning a marriage. I got the wedding invitations out, and we got a venue, and even got the flowers. I just forgot one thing.
Yeah, well, if we don't get this one thing settled, we'll have to change all those other things.
All we have to do is convince whomever is the marriage prep guy that we're ready and don't need to go through the classes.
All right, looks like we have... Oh, hey, Miles. I didn't know this was you.
Steven, this is fantastic.
It is. What is?
Well, you just need to sign off on this paper here that we don't need marriage prep classes.
So you want to skip the marriage prep classes so you can keep your wedding date?
I mean, you know us. So you know we don't really need these classes.
But I've been given a sacred duty by the priest to uphold the marriage prep courses. Father even gave me the shiny pin instead of any kind of monetary compensation.
That is a shiny pin.
And the marriage prep course is a 6-month-long process.
But this is just a one-time exception. We're bros, compadres. We do a sketch together.
Well, if you're ready for marriage, how about I ask you some questions and we'll see how it goes.
Perfect. We can do questions, right, Liz?
We can do questions. Not a problem, because we're ready for this.
Right. We're ready for this.
All right. First question. Liz is stung by a bee. What do you do, Miles?
It's just a bee, so I remove the bee's stinger and put a bandage on it. Maybe some antiseptic.
But Liz is allergic to bee stings. Now she's going into anaphylactic shock. What do you do?
I don't know. Call 911. Are you allergic to bees?
I've never been stung. I don't know. Maybe?
It's too late for that. You'll need to use her EpiPen. Where does she keep it?
Her purse. I go get her purse.
Wrong.
Where would you...
She can't answer you. She's convulsing and losing consciousness.
Her pocket? I check her pocket.
Which one? Right or left? Front or back?
Right front?
Wrong. Left front. Right front is where she keeps her stun gun. You just shocked yourself into unconsciousness.
I'm not so sure this...
You wake up in the hospital. The doctor needs to know yours and her blood type because she needs transfusion. They're going to need to use your blood, but they don't know if you're a match.
I'm pretty sure I'm a match.
You're A positive and she's B negative. You've given her toxic blood. She dies and you're sent to prison for her murder.
What? Prison, aren't you supposed to ask questions about, like, whether we want kids, or who's going to work, or whose parents we'll spend Christmas with, or...
Yeah, we know the answer to those, but we don't know the answer to bee allergic toxin blood prison scenarios. These are the things I cover week 1 of my marriage prep course.
We're doomed, aren't we?
I'll start texting everyone to change travel plans.
All right. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll sign off on the papers if you do an abridged weekend course at the farm.
The farm?
He used my money to buy a farm a few sketches back, and I guess he found a use for it.
It's the Marriage Prep Retreat Center now.
So, Liz and I spend a weekend at the Marriage Prep Retreat Center, and you'll sign off on the paperwork for us to keep our wedding date.
No. Liz will be with my wife at the women's retreat center. It's just you and me at the farm.
Fine. Next weekend. I'll be there.
It's gonna be so much fun.